From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Healthy foods, that's what all consumers want, and that's what all farmers hope to deliver, as we hear in this special report from Gary Crawford.
Most of us can easily go to our local supermarket and find just about any fresh and healthful food that there is. But in this country today, there are still places where people don't have easy access to fresh, healthy foods, such as fruits and vegetables. However, there is a lot of work going on to change that, work that will also help the farmers who grow those foods. The latest development coming this past week in an announcement from Deputy Agriculture Secretary Social Torres Small, who told reporters,
USDA Rural Development and the Reinvestment Fund are announcing the selection of 16 partnerships that will receive more than $40 million in grants under the Healthy Food Financing Initiative Partnerships Program to expand access to nutritious and affordable foods in 20 states and in Washington, D.C.
Grants will be used by local organizations to do such things as establishing new local markets and local supply chains and helping local food retailers to offer more fresh produce for their customers. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is just part of a huge effort to give consumers more access to healthful foods and to give local farmers more access to nearby markets, an effort that includes
establishing regional food business centers, investing over $300 million in local agricultural marketing initiatives, establishing resources in partnership with states, nearly $700 million invested in states under our regional food system infrastructure effort. We've had local food purchasing agreements where we're creating the opportunity for local opportunities for schools, for food banks to basically sell to a small and mid-sized producer in the region, in the locality, as opposed to a large-scale distributors. We're creating farm-to-school commitments across the board. And finally, we've essentially invested billions of dollars in our procurement efforts as we try to deal with the issue of dealing with food insecurity, encouraging those resources that are going into food banks to come from as much as they can from local and regional food producers.
So people who live in some of the most remote parts of the country don't have to travel so far from home to find fresh, healthy food.
And farmers don't have to ship their products hundreds of miles just to find buyers for those crops. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Farmers, take time for safety. Look out for power lines before exiting the cab, when loading and transporting machinery, and when raising or unfolding equipment arms and extensions. Use caution when handling irrigation pipe. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when near power lines or electrical equipment. We thank farmers for all they do. Learn more at safeelectricity.org.
John Clark with FeedWorks USA provides this report on the dairy industry and Cornell University.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today, we're in Syracuse, New York, with the department chair of animal science, Dr. Tom Overton. Tom, glad to have you with us today.
Hey, John. Thanks as always.
You've got some exciting things happening. First, today is the Herd Health and Nutrition Conference.
Yeah, again, we look forward to this every year. We do this in collaboration with the Northeast Ag and Feed Alliance. And again, we have a great lineup of speakers as well as industry professionals attending the conference today.
Yeah, it's a practical conference, isn't it? You really can go home and apply this information.
Yeah, it is, right? And we're going to range anywhere from calf and calf nutrition today, calf management to dry cow management to things that relate to feeds and also to some of the things we think about on the environmental side.
Let's figuratively scoot down to campus a little bit. What's going on campus at Cornell?
So, well, a couple things in animal science anyway. One is we have operational four respiration chambers that allow us to measure greenhouse gas emissions from cattle as well as energy metabolism. It's the only installation of its kind in North America at this point. We also have two faculty searches ongoing kind of related to that, one for a microbiologist, a rumen microbiologist, and another one for a global livestock person, again, focused on, again, how can we, do things that benefit the farm, benefit the farmer, but then also benefit the environment.
Having those chambers is really a plum for Cornell. It was a lot of work and collaborative effort for a lot of sponsors, right?
Yeah, again, collaborative effort, funding from private sector, funding from New York State, some other sources, college and department, and again, really complement some of the other research capacity that we have. So, I mean, the chambers are excellent in themselves, but having the ability to also do production scale studies at our research farm is really a key component of that as well.
And it really keeps Cornell first and foremost out there, and it really gives you something or a recruiting tool for young people.
We certainly try, and one of the things that we've seen this year, we've got a very strong class of potential incoming first year students. Probably our largest kind of dairy and ag focused class we've had in a number of years, and so we're excited to kind of see that through.
You have a special recruiting tool for that called the Junior Dairy Leaders. Just give them a little bit of a plug because it's a fantastic opportunity for young people.
Yeah, John, I know you're a huge supporter of Junior Dairy Leader. You have been for a long time. That's been a tremendous recruiting tool for us. Again, really exposes young people to what the career opportunities are. If they go, to go into agriculture, to go into dairy, to go to college and further education and things like that, and the opportunities that maybe hold them when they're done.
What else is happening on campus? Talk about the Dairy Club a little bit. Where they're going, where they've been.
Well, we have cow sale into this week, so they're back home, back on campus prepping for that. And they just had Dairy Challenge. A bunch of them went out to California for Dairy Challenge. I think we had 17 students go out to Dairy Challenge in California. So they just came back. So they're super busy.
And they did pretty well.
Yeah, the Cornell team won their farm, so that's always nice to see, and it's great to see the energy out there with the students.
And kudos goes to Dr. Mike Van Amberg, of course. He's really been a champion of the whole Dairy Challenge program. Fair?
Yeah, no, Mike certainly is there and really involved. We also have a new senior lecturer in dairy named Quinn Kohler. Quinn co-coached the teams out there for Cornell, so she was along with that as well. So she's becoming increasingly involved in our teaching program.
Dr. Tom Overton, Chair of the Department of Animal Science at Cornell University, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend comes in by letter mail from Mr. Gary Truslow in Fort Defiance, Virginia. Gary says it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Thank you, Gary, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Hitch.